Our epistle lesson this morning comes from Paul's letter to the Romans, beginning in the 3rd chapter, the 19th verse. Now, we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in his sight by works of the law, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. Although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as an expiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous, and that he justifies him who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. On what principle? On the principle of works? No, but on the principle of faith. For we hold that a man is justified by faith apart from works of law. This is the word of the Lord.
Of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is Reformation Day. For Lutherans, it's traditionally a day of kicking a little ecclesiastical behind, as Henry Rowalt reminded us yesterday in his sermon for the Reformation Vespers, and especially of celebrating the gospel. As far as the gospel is concerned, a key, if not the key, is Luther's discovery that we are set right with God, not by our own works, but through the work of Jesus Christ. And further, that we receive the benefits of Christ's gracious work by faith and not by our own merits. Put another way, through faith in God's gracious work in Jesus Christ, we are saved from the guilt of sin. We heard this fundamental truth in our first lesson, the traditional epistle for Reformation Day, Romans chapter 3, as well as in stanzas 2 and 3 of the well-known hymn, Rock of Ages, which we just sang. But there is more. And to that more, we are directed by the traditional gospel lesson for Reformation, from Romans chapter 8, from John chapter 8, and by stanza 1 of hymn 367. Let us now hear that reading and sing the first verse of that hymn.
We stand as Jesus comes to us in the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples,
and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. They answered him, We are descendants of Abraham, and we have never been in bondage to anyone. How is it that you say you will be made free? Jesus answered them, Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not continue in the house forever. The Son continues forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, Reformation Day allows us to celebrate that in addition to freeing us from the guilt of sin, the gospel of Jesus Christ also frees us from the power of sin. In the words of stanza one of Rock of Ages, cleanse me from its guilt and power. How can this be so? First, because by God's grace, we have died with Christ and have been buried with him in baptism, Romans 6, with the result that the law no longer can demand from us. The law no longer can accuse us as transgressors. For it has no power over those who died. That is Paul's argumentation in Romans 7. And this, my fellow redeemed, is key. Because the power of sin is the law. Since the law works wrath in us, as Paul says in Romans 4. But since we have died with Christ, the law, and therefore sin, has nothing more to say to us. Second, we are freed from the power of sin in another way. The law works wrath in us because of our flesh, our old Adam, our fallen human nature. As Paul says, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing. But in Christ, our flesh is overcome. We who have died with Christ now also have new life in him. Furthermore, in Christ we also have the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. As Paul says in Romans 8, there is now a rule of the Spirit of life, so that we no longer walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Through baptism and God's Holy Spirit, we are now new creations. Our fallen nature is now beaten down. The old has passed away. Now that which is new has come, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5. Or in the words of Luther, a new man daily comes forth and arises who will live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Finally, we are freed from the power of sin because the old evil foe, the devil, has been taken captive and his power has been put in chains. As our Lord indicates in Mark chapter 3, he has bound the strong man, Satan. And now the contents of Satan's house, we who have been under his dominion, have been set free and have been plundered from under his hand. Or in the words of Colossians 2, having stripped the principalities and powers, he made a public display of them in boldness. And so, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is why we can celebrate Halloween. Indeed, why I had our order of worship printed in black on orange. Halloween, All Hallows, All Saints Evening, is not for us the glorification of the demonic. As a prominent sainted professor used to say here at this institution, Professor Armin Red Mollering, our celebration of Halloween is a celebration of the powerlessness of the demonic. Now we can laugh at spirits and witches and make light of them. Even our society understands this point as it provides items that look like this, laughing little ghosts. So on this Reformation Day, we too can celebrate using these words from Romans 8, I am confident that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us celebrate this, our victory over the power of sin, because we are victorious over the law, over our flesh, and over the devil, by rising and singing the battle hymn of the Reformation, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God.